Happy Sabbath to you, saints of God. I hope each and every one of you are blessed. And to my Jamaican friends and family watching on YouTube, how na do? I will be speaking to you today about this little light of mine. Please bow your heads while I pray. Heavenly Father, please let not me be seen, but you. Use me as your mouthpiece and speak through me to reach your people. May this be your message and not mine. Help us to remember what you'll teach us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Our scripture reading comes to us from the book of Matthew chapter 5, reading verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. And we continue with verses 15 and 16. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Here ends the word of God. The Bible tells us that we should let our light shine so that people will see our good works and glorify our Heavenly Father. The key word here is glorify. What is another word for glorify? What does that word mean to us? One word that we use all the time that comes to mind, the word praise. People will look and see how God is working in and within us, and will give God all the praise. I'm sure all of you know the song, This Is the Light of Mine. It was sung by our children's choir with such great expression in witnessing for Christ. By letting our lights shine, we glorify God and give him all the praise he deserves. How could I forget to make mention of Sister Sierra and Mia for their lovely rendition in playing an instrumental selection and a meditation in song, respectively. Amen. Do you ever remember having the electricity go off in your house at night? Mm-hmm. The lights go off, the TV goes off, it's completely dark. A little scary at first, isn't it? I know that my little sisters would be screaming their heads off for their mommy. But in times like these, I am the only child who is brave. When that happens, and trust me, when I say it happens a whole lot, like all the time, like I really mean a whole lot, back home where my family and I are originally from in Jamaica, we would go to the kitchen drawer and take a flashlight like this one. Do your families keep a flashlight around the house? I hope you do. You know how a flashlight works, don't you? You move the knob or push a button, the light comes on. Well, you can't really see it. What causes this to happen? Look inside. You'll see a couple of batteries. They absorb electricity, and then it's available when we need it. The batteries give power to the flashlight. With a flashlight, we can have light to see even in the darkness. Some even powerful enough to light up an entire room or for us to see great distances. Two thousand years ago, before all of us were even born. With the exception of Uncles Carl and Kenny. And yes, I will add my father in the mix because he is getting old too. You could just see all those gray hairs in his beard. Yes, he's very old. God looked down on our world and saw that we were in darkness. And he sent his son Jesus into the world to be the light of the world. That's what many Christians recognize and celebrate at Easter. We remember the sacrifice of his death and the gift of his resurrection. And even though Jesus is no longer here physically, his spirit continues to live in this world. Amen. Do you know where God's spirit lives? God's spirit lives in us, in the lives of those who love God and live for him. Do you know what that makes us? Flashlights. As God's spirit lives in you and me, he gives us the power to bring God's love and light to our world. As we live for Jesus, other people will see us and understand better just what God wants for them too. We too become the light of the world. I want to ask each and everyone present here today, both in church and watching virtually, it's nothing hard, something very simple. When you get up in the morning, offer this simple prayer. Please repeat after me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do this every day for a week, just 1 week, and I guarantee the light of Christ, however covered with a load of sin, will shine brighter and brighter each day. The story is told of a little boy trying out for the elementary school play. The problem was he was awkward, clumsy, and slow on the uptake. But the teacher had a heart for all of her children, and so she found the perfect part for him to play. When he got home from school, his mother asked him, "Did you get a part in the play?" He said, "You betcha, I get to clap and cheer." Amen. Both in the church and community, we all have a part to play. God has endowed us with gifts, however great or small, and we're to use them for the common good. Amen. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness hasn't overcome it, says John 1 verse 5. If you're in total darkness, just one match, even just one match or a candle, is a game changer. One very small light will defeat darkness. In the Bible, light is life. It guides our path, it purifies, it brings hope, it is closely associated with God's presence and favor. Jesus is called the light of the world. Isn't it such good news that God called us out of the darkness and into his marvelous light? Yeah. In closing, Jesus gave his life to reconcile the world to God, and he opened the gates of heaven for all who believe in him. In the final outcome, Jesus will triumph. God will have the last word, and Jesus will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all creation. Amen. It's up to us to be faithful and share the good news of his love with others. It's up to us to let this little light of mine shine brightly and dispel the darkness and bring a glimmer of hope to the world around us. Let your light shine from here in Aiken, South Carolina, to all the way in Australia on the other side of the world. Let us pray. Gracious God, you've entrusted your word to us and filled us with your spirit. and at times we feel so, the world is so dark, and at times we feel so powerless to do anything about it. Embolden our witness and give us courage that we may be a shining example of your grace and love. For we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Julie, may God continue to bless our children. There was an amazing lesson there for all of us, and I hope we take time this afternoon to meditate upon that. With that, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for all that you did through our children, Lord, not only for their spiritual growth, but as well for us as well, and continue to lead us, Lord, as it was mentioned in our preacher this afternoon, that there is something there for all of us. You have given us all a ministry to share the gospel message, and help us, Lord, that this light that you have given us, that we may not cover it up, but let it shine brightly so that others may be blessed and be drawn to you. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful service, and guide us to continue on to enjoy this blessed Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.